first day of the week. The women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from it. When they entered the tomb, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were thinking about this, two men in clothes as bright as lightning suddenly stood beside them. The women were terrified. They bowed down with their faces to the ground. Then the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you he would rise? It was while he was still with you in Galilee. He said, 'The Son of Man must be handed over to sinful people. He must be nailed to a cross, and on the third day he will rise from the dead.'" Then the women remembered Jesus' words. When the women came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the apostles and to all the others. But the apostles did not believe the women. Their words didn't make any sense to them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent over and saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. And then he went away, wondering what had happened.
It's getting crackle, isn't it? No. Yep. Is that okay? Okay. So, should have another picture. Good old tech. Aha. Okay, well, I'm going to have to go from here. Now, these pictures are thought actually to be the tomb where Jesus was laid in Jerusalem. Some of us had the opportunity to go there. And that's inside the tomb, which is empty. Now, on Wednesday, we had an Easter egg hunt here of about 100 children. And it was holy chaos. It was brilliant. And they had to find bunnies, and on the bottom of the bunnies, there was a number and there was a letter. And they went away with a message. Now, who can remember what the message was? Shout out what the message was that you went away with.
Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive. Absolutely right. Jesus is alive. And I said to them, as they took their Easter eggs, this is what Easter is all about. Jesus is alive. Now, we do rightly say Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed. But somehow, I think risen, it can sort of think, can't we, that he's no longer with us. Andy and I were talking about that on Thursday evening. We think he's risen from the tomb and then maybe he's risen again and he's not with us. But Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive means he is with us. But to understand that Jesus is alive and to get excited about Jesus is alive, we've got to remember that Jesus was dead. We have to remember Good Friday. We have to remember yesterday. Yesterday, I kept saying to myself, Jesus is dead. Jesus is dead. I did things like clean the oven, which I do when I'm really sort of frustrated and upset. I kept saying, Jesus is dead. Now, some of you know I go to St. Bino's, and that's a retreat house, a retreat, and I'm going there shortly. And I did something called Ignatius exercises, and you do it over 30 days, but I did it 10 days, 10 days, 10 days. And the last 10 days is about the crucifixion and resurrection. Now, I wasn't there over Easter, but I had to sort of pretend I was. And after I seen my spiritual director on Good Friday, she said to me, we're not meeting tomorrow. I said, why not? And she said, because Jesus is dead. She said, you can't go to chapel. And I said, why not? And she said, well, you can't worship a dead Jesus. And I felt really bereft. And I took myself off to the Great Orme, which I think has probably got one of the biggest cemeteries in the whole country. And I literally walked amongst the dead. That's what I did. And then she said, on Easter Day, get up really early and look at the sunrise. And I was staying in that highest bit of the building, and there were stairs up onto the roof. And I climbed up onto the roof, and I saw the sun rising at Easter Day. Because we've got to remember that Jesus is dead. Now, does anyone know? Do any children know what that picture is of? Yes? Well, do you know, they look like turtles, but they are terrapins. And when I was little, I had a terrapin called Terry. Terrapin. I was about 6 or 7. And the way you know the terrapins die is that they turn up on their back. And Terry did this. So my mother picked up Terry and was about to get rid of it. And Terry's legs started moving. And I went, Mum, he's alive! He's alive! Terry's alive! And we put him back in the water and he started going. He did this 3 times. Now I was only 6 or 7. And each time I said, Mummy, he's alive! His legs are going. Eventually, he did die. But each time I thought he was dead, I really got excited because he was alive. And we've got to be excited and shout out aloud that Jesus, this Easter day, is alive. So, if he's alive, what does it mean to us? If he's alive, what does it mean for us? Well, may I suggest that it means we can dare to be different. We can dare to be different. We can stand out from the crowd. We can swim against the tide. We live in this world, but Jesus says we're not of this world. It means that we are different if we have chosen to follow Jesus. Okay, dare to be different, to stand out from the crowd, to not be like others. Now, does God know our thoughts? Does he know our thoughts? Daisy, do you think he knows our thoughts? Well done. Good answer. He does know our thoughts. He knows how we feel. He knows what we think. He knows what we've done and what we haven't done. We can't hide anything from Jesus. Nothing. We can't hide anything from Jesus. Sometimes adults say, oh, I better not say something which I might regret. But Jesus knows what we're thinking, even though we don't say the things that we might regret. Perhaps as adults, we need to take what we might regret to Jesus and ask him about it, because he's the wise counselor more than us. Yes, he knows exactly how we feel. And so as Easter people, we're Easter people today, celebrating that Jesus is alive. Let's learn to forgive as Jesus forgives us. Do you remember the last words on the cross, what we thought about on Friday? Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." One of the things as Easter people, because Jesus is alive, is we should learn to forgive others. It's hard. We might be on a journey, but that's one of the significant things as Easter people is learning to forgive. Because if we don't, do you know what happens when we don't forgive? We get bitter, don't we? We get angry and it's painful. And it can even give us mental and physical ailments. So we need to learn to forgive. Forgive our friends who aren't being nice to us at school. Stand up for people. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Maybe it's about being kind and generous. Jesus on the cross died for all people. He was so generous to us. So generous. You know, when we're in the supermarket, we can be patient in the queue. Or we can smile at the person who's looking after us. Let's just be kind. Be generous. Oh. That's not good. And let's not be ashamed of knowing Jesus. Let's tell our friends and family about him. Perhaps we can say what we did on Sunday. Oh, we went to church. I had a great time in kids' club. Or I had a great time getting to know other people. Because Jesus is alive. So what's the Easter message today? Let's all shout. Hallelujah. Amen. He is alive. So we're going to stand to worship. And perhaps during the first song of worship, we'll take up an offering for the work and ministry and mission. There is a donation station, but the mission